You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up by 53 points or 0.23% at 20,285.50, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended down by 30.95 or 0.13% to settle at 20,259.20, while the BSE Sensex dropped 203.28 points or 0.27% to 76,490.08. As per Vinod Nair, head of research, Geojit Financial Services, optimism about a rate cut is waning as U.S. economic data points remain healthy. The Fed is expected to continue its current stance. However, any dial back of the rate cut guided earlier could test market patience. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Emphasis, Vodafone Idea, Interglobal Aviation, IRB Infra, RVNL. Up next, India's retail inflation based on consumer price index likely rose to a three-month high of 5% in May, primarily on account of rise in prices of vegetables and pulses, according to a median poll of 18 economists conducted by FE. In April 2024, the headline inflation was 4.82%, and in May 2023, it was 4.31%. The National Statistical Office is going to release the CPI data for May on Wednesday. The estimates of economists for May CPI print ranged from as low as 4.5% to as high as 5.2%. If the headline print comes in at 5%, the overall index will rise 0.7% month on month at the highest pace in 10 months. Moving on, the gross loan portfolio of the microfinance industry rose 25% year-on-year to rupees 4.3 trillion as on March 31, a report by Microfinance Industry Network said on Monday. The industry serves 78 million unique borrowers through 149 million accounts. NBFC MFIs are the largest provider of microcredit, accounting for 39.4% of the total industry portfolio. The loan outstanding of NBFC MFIs stood at Rs. 1.7 trillion as on March 31. Assets under management of NBFC MFIs rose nearly 30% year-on-year to Rs. 1.6 trillion. AUMs include an off-balance sheet exposure of Rs. 30,641 crore. The average loan amount disbursed per account rose 9.9% to Rs. 45,024 in 2023-24. On an aggregated basis, NBFC MFIs have a network of 20,348 branches with 1,83,842 employees. In another development, Adani Group, which is setting up two wind power projects in Sri Lanka totaling 484 megawatts, has offered to provide renewable power at LKR 24.75 per unit, much lower than existing tariffs in the country. This offer is significantly lower than the tariffs from existing renewable and traditional energy sources in the country, which range from 8.75 to 26.99 cents, according to a compilation of power tariffs. The Sri Lankan government has entered into a 20-year power purchase agreement with Adani Green Energy for power from wind farms in Mannar and Poonerin. AGEL is the entity through which the Indian conglomerate is setting up renewable power projects in Sri Lanka. Meanwhile, the new government is likely to overhaul the entire statistical system of the country, which includes undertaking additional surveys, fixing data leakages, improving frequency of the survey releases, and tweaking the methodology of computing several macroeconomic indicators, official sources told FE. One key proposal being considered is to minimize errors and discrepancies in the macroeconomic indicators, which are released on a periodic basis. Besides, the ministry is considering undertaking a quarterly periodic labor force survey, an indicator for unemployment for rural areas. Currently, only urban unemployment is reflected in the quarterly PLFS data. As per economists, delay in release of essential macro data and frequent revisions has a major impact on the policy-making exercise of the government. In other news, Nitin Gadkari is back as the Minister of Road Transport and Highways, and the key task facing him after a superlative performance in the last decade is to attract large-scale private investments. Long years of government funding of the sector has made NHAI heavily indebted, forcing the government to step up budgetary funding of highway projects and put a freeze on new NHAI borrowings. The sector is waiting for what would be the next grand plan that will take road sector keep the construction pace. Last year, Highway Development Programme Bharatmala was put in limbo by Finance Ministry directive barring any taking on new financial commitments. This brought the awarding of new projects under a plan to halt. Lastly, India's semiconductor industry is expected to face a shortage of 250,000 to 300,000 professionals by 2027, according to a report by TeamLease Degree Apprenticeship. The talent shortage is expected across verticals such as research and development, design, manufacturing, and advanced packaging. This assumes significance as India is looking to target a significant share of the global semiconductor manufacturing industry. Under the Rs. 76,000 crore semiconductor incentive scheme, the government has approved four projects so far. These include Micron's assembly, test, marking and packaging project, Tata Chip's manufacturing and assembly project, and CG Power's chip assembly project. More projects are also in the pipeline and at approval stage. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.